We're learning Tanya by the Alter Rebbe. We are basically in the middle of chapter 13. Would be page 36. The line starts, Bachila ushti yoshani yano yola mazeh. The Alter Rebbe is explaining throughout chapter 12 and till chapter 25. The Alter Rebbe is going to explain what a Beinoni is. So it's a long path. It's a long road. But the truth is that this long road is actually divided into two parts, one up until chapter 17, which the Alter Rebbe explains the long but short path, which means, as he explained at the beginning, which means let's develop, make grow, awaken love for God and fear for God out of meditation, out of thinking, out of praying, out of hard work with yourself, and so on. That goes until chapter 17. In chapter 18 on, the Alter Rebbe explains a completely different path, a short but long one. What does that mean? That you don't have to develop anything. You have it inside already. That's the Ahava Mesoteres, how the Alter Rebbe calls it, a hidden love, and so on. But when we get there, we'll see. Right now, we are learning the long but short path, the one that is difficult. And the Alter Rebbe explained in the last part of the chapter that God helps the Yetzer Toiv, the good inclination, to actually overcome the Yetzer Hara, the bad inclination, the evil inclination. Why does he need his help? Because the evil inclination is very strong. And furthermore, throughout life, throughout using it, eating and drinking and so on, we actually strengthened the evil inclination. And even if you're going to tell me that this person, we're talking about a person that really loves, desires the Torah, the study of Torah, and he exerts day and night, like it says in the verse, we learn night and day, day and night, and so on. And you will do it for the sake of the Torah itself. You really learn and you're really doing the right thing. That's not a proof that you don't have any evil parts inside of you. This concept, as the Alter Rebbe is going to explain, is one of the most controversial concepts that people really did not accept out of Hasidus in general and Chabad in particular. Why? Because Alter Rebbe is telling a guy that is learning the whole day, like in the old times, really sitting the whole day learning Gemara and this and that, whatever he's learning, Torah, you're an evil person. What do you mean evil? I learned the whole day. You still have evil inside of you. Why? Yachol liyois, shemahusa v'atzmusa hu betakfo, we would also be mekoyim v'chalal asmoili. It could be that the essence of the evil inside of you is at its complete strength, with the power it has in its place, in the left side of the heart. Only that its garments, we're defining chapter 4, its garments, which are thought, speech, and action of the animal soul, let's call it the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, they do not invest themselves in the brain, in the mouth, in the brain to think, in the mouth to talk, and in the hands to act, and the rest of the limbs of the body. Why not? Why doesn't it express itself? A person might think, because I don't see an expression of evil inside of me, therefore I don't have evil. I'm a tzaddik. I'm a righteous guy. So comes the Alter Rebbe and says, no, you made a mistake. The fact that it doesn't express, it doesn't mean you don't have it. So why doesn't it express? Mipnei Hashem shenosan shlita u'memshala lemoyach al aleif, because God gave power and ruling of the brain over the heart. V'loch en nefesh elokis shebemoyach moisheles be'ir ktana evari aguf kulam. And therefore, the godly soul, the Yetzer Toiv, in the case of non-Jews, the good inclination in the brain, controls the small city. That means all the limbs of the body. שיהיו לבוש מרכב על שלוש לבושיה, that they should only be a garment and chariot for the three goods, so to speak, garments of the godly soul, of the Yetzer Tov, good inclination, שיסלב שובהם, that they should be invested in them. What are the three garments of the good inclination, so to speak, of the Nefesh HaElokis, the godly soul, מחשבה, דיבור ומעשה של תרי"ג מצוות התורה, the thought, speech and action of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. So okay, we didn't finish the phrase, it's like a very long phrase. The point is, again, this guy thinks I'm a tzaddik. I'm a righteous person. And the Alter Rebbe says, I'm sorry. At the best case, you're a Beinoni. Hey, what are you talking about? I'm not a Beinoni, I'm a tzaddik. How do you know you're a tzaddik? Because I never have a bad thought. Again, never have a bad thought. I never say anything wrong according to the laws of the Torah. I never do anything wrong according to the laws of the Torah. I'm sitting learning the whole day. Day and night, learning and learning and learning. So you call me a Beinoni? What do you mean, intermediate person? I'm a tzaddik. The Alter Rebbe is explaining. Wait a second. The fact that it doesn't express, it doesn't mean that it's not there. It just means that your nefesh elokis, your godly soul, your good part inside of you, overpowers your bad parts inside of you. Because, God said, the Alter Rebbe said, Mipnei Hashem shenos nashim, because God gave ruling of the brain over the heart. אבל מהוסה ועצמוסה של נפש הלקיס, אין לה שליטו ממשל על מהוסה ועצמוסה של נפש הפעמית בבינן. But the essence of the godly soul does not have power ruling over the essence of the animal soul in a case of a בינני. Only כי אם בשעס שאהבת השם הוא בסגלוס ליבוי, בעיתים מזומנים, only in the moment that the love for God is revealed in his heart, in very specific moments of the day, like for instance when he's praying, like Delta Rebbe said in chapter 12 also, when he's praying, or all those times that he's really dedicated into doing things related to God, godliness and so on. So don't think for the fact that it doesn't express, that it doesn't exist. It's there. It's there, and like Delta Rebbe said before, in the end of the previous class, so to speak, the more you eat, the more you drink, the more you do, and so on, the stronger it becomes. So what's the difference between the ruling, so to speak, power of the godly soul over the animal soul, or the power of the godly garments over the, so to speak, evil garments? It's a world of a difference. It's a world. Because if you're going to say that just my garments, my soul, so to speak, is into Torah, mitzvahs, and so on, that means I'm thinking, I'm saying, and I'm doing mitzvahs. That's good. But the ruling of the essence of one soul over the essence of the other soul usually depends on the type of tzaddik, and we learned this in chapter 10, usually means a transformation of the evil of a person inside of him, like in the world and context of Tanya, means not just thought, speech and action, feelings. My feelings are completely transformed into good. Oh, that's a tzaddik. Okay, that's a tzaddik. But in this case, a Beinoni didn't transform the feelings into good. And Alter Rebbe is going to say later, maybe you don't even have time to think about it. Like you live your whole life enclosed in four walls of your whatever study place, and you look like a tzaddik. Go out in the street, go to Times Square in New York. Let's see if you continue being a tzaddik. Your eyes go one way, the other way, and the other. Look at that. Look at that. Okay. It's not so easy, you see? It's not so easy. Why? Because it's very easy when you don't see it. When it's not available even to see, you don't even know what you're talking about. But when you see it, it's not so passionate. It's not so easy. I don't remember right now if I told you the story, but I heard this story from another rabbi. I think I told the story before, so I'm going to say it quickly. There was a father very, very religious Jew walking with his son, and there was a not so well-dressed girl coming their way, and the son looked at this girl, and it was a nice girl, so it looked nice. So the son asked the father, "Tati, tati, vos is dos? What is this?" And the father was so nervous, so nervous, and he said, "Dos da kachke." Kachke in Yiddish is a duck. "It's a duck. It's a duck. Don't look at the duck. It's a duck." Okay, okay. They continue walking, and the son says to the father, "Tati, tati, this is given a sheine kachke. It's given a nice duck." Like, ducks are nice, you know? I like ducks. What's the problem? The father didn't explain to the son, "This is a woman that is not properly dressed. You should not look at this. This is not what we do," and so on. He didn't explain. He just said, "Well, a kachke. No, it's not a duck. It's a human being. It's not a duck." The point over here is, it's very easy to live in the four walls of Mea She'arim, whatever, in Yerushalayim, and you're never going to see kachkes, not well-dressed ducks. Okay, that's fine. That's easy. Go in the street outside that, and you will see lots of kachkes, lots of ducks, and so on. Okay. Ve'av gam zeh apam eina rak shlita u'memshal levad. And even then, when the Beinoni is praying that the love of God is revealed in his heart and so on, even then, it's just a ruling, only a ruling. Kediksivas, it's written, le'omi le'omi yomatz, one nation is going to be overpower the other nation. And it's written, kesh'ezekam ze'noifel, when this one stands up, this one falls. U'kesh'ezekam chulem, when the other one stands up, the other one falls. What does that mean? Shenefesh ha'elokis misametzem misgaberes al nefesh ha'bamis b'makar ha'gvureis she'ibina. That the godly soul exerts a lot of effort and overpowers the animal soul in the source of gvura, literally means severity. What's the source of severity? Severity of rigidness, judgment, and so on. Bina. Bina means understanding. This is a famous and difficult subject in Kabbalah and Hasidus and so on, because the truth is that it's written down in the Zohar in many places. Bina, understanding, is only goodness, it's only holiness and so on. However, from there, not that it is that, but from there comes judgment, gvura. In this particular place, what is the Alter Rebbe saying over here? How does the godly soul overpower the animal soul? What's the structure behind it? Like, what's going on behind this struggle for power? Who's going to rule over here? What's going on? So that Rebbe is saying, Bina. Bina. Understanding. Okay, explain it a little bit better. Here it goes. Leisboinim b'gdulas Hashem in Seif Baruch Hu. The godly soul meditates, contemplates in the greatness of God, the infinite. Blessed be He. And that produces, gives birth to a very strong, powerful love for God, like a flame fire in the right side of the heart. And then, the other side, so to speak, in the left side of the heart, is subdued. So, okay, how is this power struggle resolved, so to speak? The godly soul starts very strongly thinking about God, the greatness of God, how much I love God, how good is God, and so on. And the animal soul says, "Hey, wait a second," as the Alter Rebbe is going to say in chapter 26, "Wait a second, I want to think about pizza and sushi and ducks," and then there's a whole fight over there. But since we're talking about a moment of davening, prayer, or the like, there's a help above, as the Alter Rebbe said before, in chapter 12, and that help actually accomplishes that the good part of a person, the Nefesh HaLekis, can overpower the evil parts by thinking about God and so on. But there's an exercise over here, there's a exertion, there's a work over here that is happening. It's not automatic. He has to think about God. And lisboinen doesn't mean like, oh, God is good. Next. No. Think about it, contemplate it, dwell on it. Okay, so now we understood what's going on undercover, so to speak, the work of the godly soul against the animal soul. Thinking, contemplating about God with the help of the special moment, prayer or something else, by doing a mitzvah and so on, and that overpowers the animal soul. But but the animal soul and the evil thoughts and so on do not get nullified completely in the case of an intermediate man, person, beinoni. Ela betzadik, only on a tzadik, in a righteous person. That it says, it's written about the tzadik, and the Alter Rebbe wrote in the first chapter, my heart is empty inside of me. Vehu moyes bara. And the tzaddik really hates evil. And he hates it with a complete hatred. And it's abominable, it's disgusting, and so on. Or maybe the tzaddik doesn't hate the bad, the evil so much. Kanal, as we explained before in chapter 10. Okay, that's the problem of a tzaddik, so to speak. Go back to chapter 10. But in the case of a beinoni, Aval bebeinoni, in the last line of the page, uderech mashal ki adam sheyoshen. It looks, the evil part is look like a person that is sleeping, looks like a sleeping person. Sheyachol lachzav leyor mishinosoi, that can come back and wake up from its sleeping. Right now, when he's now means when he's praying, he's doing a mitzvah, he, like the Alter Rebbe said, he's learning Torah day and night. Very nice. So you have the evil inside of you sleeping because there's a help from above and you're really learning. That means it's a true learning and it's a true dedication to godliness. Very, very nice. Everything's fine. However, you should know that you have the evil inside of you sleeping. Kach Rabbi Beinoni. Next page, just the same way the evil parts in a Beinoni, in an intermediate person. He's like sleeping in the left part of the heart in the moment of reading the Shema or in the moment of prayer. That his heart is burning with love for God. And afterwards, it could happen that it comes back and it wakes up. So again, this finishes, so to speak, what started in the beginning of the page, the previous page. Even if you're learning the whole day and you think you're a tzaddik and you don't have any evil parts inside of you, very nice, you have it inside of you and it's sleeping. Be careful, because it's in the instant that you let go just a millimeter, it's going to wake up. And it's strong, even stronger than when you were born, because you ate and you did all the things that the Alter Rebbe defined before. So don't come to me and say you're a tzaddik. How do you know I'm not a tzaddik? I'm learning the whole day. Do you really hate kachkes, ducks? Do you hate them when you see it in the street? No, they look pretty nice, but I have to look somewhere else. Yeah, you're not a tzaddik. I'm sorry. Kachkes continue looking nice, so you're not a tzaddik. The day that you hate them, like, ay, what a disgusting thing I'm seeing over here. Ah! But the true, like in a true feeling, oh, so maybe you're a tzaddik. Could be. Okay. But if that's not the feeling you get, then you're not a tzaddik. You're not a righteous person. That's why Rabbo, in the first chapter, the Alter Rebbe is answering something he asked in the first chapter. Rabbi held himself like a beinoni, like an intermediate person. After the pasipum megirsa, even though he would not stop learning for a second, and he desired day and night the Torah of God. v'chafitza v'chashika v'tshuka, with three languages of desire. I would not know in English how to translate each one of them. There's desire and really desiring and strong desire, something like that, whatever. I'm not a poet over here. V'nefesh shoykeka l'Hashem. And Rabba desired God with his whole soul. Shoykek is like thirsty for God. Be'ahava Rabba, with a very strong love. Ki b'shas kriyas shemo tfila. Just as when he was saying the Shema, this prayer or whatever, this part of the Torah is not a prayer for the unity of God. And when he was praying and so on. So when he was learning, I'm talking about Rabba, very good, big tzaddik, he was learning, he was burning for love to God, toward God, just as he was when he was praying, when he was doing any mitzvah, was a tzaddik, okay. Venitme be'einov kebeinoni. And Rabbi held himself as a Beinoni. Why? As an intermediate person. Why? Because you have such an expression in the Talmud, as the Alter is going to say right now. Alevai, I wish that a person should pray the whole day. So Rabbi thought, I'm a Beinoni. Wait a second. What do I mean, a Beinoni? You're a tzaddik. No. I'm a Beinoni because I'm burning for love for God. While I'm learning, while I'm praying, and he was learning the whole day. So that's what that was his feeling. And he thought, since I feel this every day, every time, the whole day, I'm like a Beinoni. But I'm like a Beinoni praying the whole day. He wasn't a Beinoni, he was a tzaddik. But the feeling the tzaddik has and the Beinoni have are the same. The only question is when. The tzaddik has it the whole day. Independently of what he's doing, he's burning for the love of God. And the Beinoni, only when he's praying, when he's learning, when he's doing a mitzvah. And Rabbah would not stop doing mitzvahs, so he thought, I'm a Beinoni, just whatever, like, I feel like a Beinoni. If he would have stopped doing mitzvahs, he probably would realize, no, I'm a tzaddik, because I continue feeling this, and I'm not doing a mitzvah. So, wait a second, what's going on over here? I'm a tzaddik. That's why the Alter Rebbe concludes, "Kemay marazal," like our sages say, "Alevai shiyispal adam kol hayom kulay." I wish, says God, so to speak, we wish, whatever, that a person would pray the whole day. Why? Because you wouldn't do anything wrong while you're praying, the Beinoni at least. Why? Because again, bina, understanding. That's why, interestingly, that's why the movement, Hasidic movement, Chabad, is called actually Chabad. Lubavitch is a small town in Ukraine, whatever. Very small. But Chabad, what does it mean? Chochma bin and das. Chabad, the chidush, the novelty that the Alter Rebbe brought on top, so to speak, of what the Baal Shem Tov brought as the Hasidic, general Hasidic movement, is that we think about it, understand it, put your mind into it. It's not enough just feel it. Oh, my heart loves so much God. No. Where is your mind? That's what the Alter Rebbe brought, so to speak, into Hasidus. And this is basically what he's saying over here. Why is the godly soul overpowering the animal soul? Because the guy is thinking, meditating, bina. Behine. Now, me das avazu ho amur bebeinonim b'shas atfila al yedis gavrus hanefesh elokis chulein. This quality, attribute of love that we mentioned that is on the Beinonim, on the intermediate person, in the moment that he's praying, that happens through an overpowering of the godly soul, etc. That means, go back to the previous page and understand what's the method that the godly soul overpowers the animal soul. Why? Because he's thinking, bina, he's boinenus. This whole thing, hine. Legabe madrigas atzadikim of the Hashem beemes la mitoy em bechinos avazunik is the Shem avoid SMS klal. This is a very harsh statement, and the Alter Rebbe is going to finish explaining something very deep, really, really deep. But it's good to know for a Beinoni, so to speak. Now again, translation: when you compare this love that the Beinoni feels when he's praying to the love that the tzaddik feels, the righteous person feels when he's serving God, really, emes lamitoi, a true truth, so to speak, ein bechinas avazunikes b'shim avodas emes klal. The love for God that a beinoni has is not called real service to God at all. Why? What's the problem with the beinoni? Why do you call the tzaddik a true servant of God, and the beinoni is not a true servant of God? Why? Because the love for God that the beinoni feels goes away after prayer. Only in the time of prayer, and the Alter Rebbe said this in chapter 12 also, only in time of prayer, there's a godly help, a godly hand over there that is helping. As the Alter Rebbe said before, when there's somebody standing in the right of the needy, of the poor, that's God. That is standing on the right, that means helping the godly soul overpower the animal soul by thinking about God. Okay, very nice. Tfila, prayer. But after prayer, bye-bye, God stopped, so to speak, cut that help. And what now? Yeah, everything comes back. Uksiv, and it's written, Sfasem estikon lo'at, v'ad aregia leshen shaker. The verse in Mishlei says, in Proverbs says, that a lips of truth, they stand forever. And just for a moment, the language of lies. That means that what's truth? The Alter Rebbe is going to define this in a few lines. What's truth until now? Truth means something that never changes. It's always there. And if something interrupts, so then it's not true. Is not true. So what's going on over here? We're comparing the tzaddik with the beinoni, the righteous person with the intermediate person. The righteous person has love for God constantly. It never stops. And the beinoni, sometimes yes, sometimes not. Why? Because sometimes I'm praying and sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm learning, sometimes I'm not. So when you're doing a mitzvah, you feel love for God. When you're not doing a mitzvah, it's a problem. It's not feeling love for God. So your love for God is not true, is what the Alter Rebbe is saying. It's not true. It stops. If you're going to compare yourself to a tzaddik, we have a problem that Alter Rebbe is going to solve in a few minutes, a few lines. But however, if you're just going to analyze, evaluate the level of a beinoni, of an intermediate person, his work, service to God, is pure. It's complete. Really, emes lamito, a truly truthful, something like that. For them, each one according to its own level. Bemadregas a beinonim, in the level of beinonim. That means there are many, many levels of intermediate people. It's not just one that Rebbe used to say. There are 500. Okay, whatever the case is. According in the level, in the realm of Beinonim, that's true work for God. If you're going to compare a Beinonim with a tzaddik, with a righteous person, I'm sorry, the Beinonim is not true. His love for God interrupts. But according to the level of Beinonim, I call, their love for God during their prayers also also, the lips of truth, they stand forever. I'm going to say that their service of God is true. This comes to answer a question. Usually, the Alter Rebbe doesn't bring the questions, just the answers. You have to find out, think what the question was. After 13 chapters, we're finishing the chapter number 13. So the Alter Rebbe explained the system and the beinoni, and it's very good, and don't worry, everything is fine. You just pray and do mitzvahs and be a good guy. You know what? It's not true. Thank you so much for your system. Thank you so much for your book. But it's not true. Why is it not true? Because it interrupts. It stops. So, when I'm praying, I'm a good guy. What happens after prayer? I go to the street and I see all kinds of kachkes, all kinds of ducks, and I love them. So it's not true. I'm sorry. Your system is useless. So the Alter Rebbe is answering this. No, I say your service is true, says the Alter Rebbe. 100%. Why? Hoy lubekoyach nafsham elokis lachzor le'oyr bechinas avazu le'oylam. Because it is in their hands, so to speak, in their power of their godly soul to go back and awaken this love for God always. There's not one single moment in your life that you are that you can't, so to speak, awaken this. Depends on you. In the case of, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain, but in the case of a tzaddik, he doesn't have to do much, whatever, it's natural to him, he loves God. In the case of a bainani, he has to work, okay, but once you work, you awaken this love for God, so it depends on you. So since it depends on you, when you actually do it, I call it a true service to God. Of course, if you're not going to do it, okay, so you're not a bainani anymore. Go back with the kachkes in the street. How do you do that? When a person actually overpowers, strengthens, whatever, himself in the time of prayer, every single day, according to, through the preparation, preparing yourself according to your level. Some people need more preparing, some people need less preparing. And according to your level again, kihine. So how does it work? Because you can awaken something that becomes true, even though sometimes it gets interrupted. So Alter Rebbe explains. Hine midas emes, hi midasa shel Yaakov. Ani kre briach atichon mavriach min hakotz el hakotz. This is a verse in Pashas Truma. The level of truth, what does it mean true? Alter Rebbe is going to define that. Is the level of Yaakov. That's the attribute of Yaakov, our forefather, that is called Bria Hatichon. Don't expect me to translate this because it's so difficult. In the Mishkan, in the tabernacle, there were walls. And inside the walls, there was a hole. In all the columns that made the walls, there was a hole. And there was a piece of wood that would actually go miraculously throughout all the columns, from one extreme to the other extreme. That's called a Briach. This piece of wood is called a Briach. Of course, wood doesn't go round. Yeah, it was a miracle. Definitely. We don't have to explain that. That's a problem of the Torah, so to speak. But this is what it means. There was a piece of wood going back and forth throughout all the columns of the Mishkan, the tabernacle. Min hakotze lakotze, from one extreme to the other extreme. Now, this happened, so to speak, horizontally. But Alter Rebbe is explaining this vertically. What's truth? Truth is the level of Yaakov. That means it's something that goes from meruma mailes umadreges at soif kol dargin. It goes from the highest of the highest, the truth, highest of the highest, to the lowest of the lowest levels. Uvechol mailo umadrego, and in each level where it is found, I'll explain this in a second, mavriach toich nekuda haemtsois. It goes through the middle way of this level. Again, let's go back to the image of the Mishkan Tabernacle, the columns. Columns were actually very tall, 10 meters tall, and they had a hole in the middle, right in the middle. And this piece of wood would go through all the columns, right in the middle. Okay, so now put this in a vertical way. In each level, wherever the person is found, his intellect, his emotions, and so on, there's a middle way. Like the Rambam says, the middle path, and so on. So there's a middle way. The truth of that level is that point in the middle. That's the truth of the level, of that level. Very stupid but simple example. Am I rich? So wait a second. If you compare yourself with Elon Musk, I think you're not rich. I'm sorry, you're pretty far. Okay, but if you compare yourself to the people that don't even have a place to sleep and they sleep in the streets, oh, I'm rich. Oh, definitely, I'm rich. I have a place to sleep and I pay my rent every single month. I'm a rich guy. So it depends where you compare yourself to. Now, of course, comparing myself to Elon Musk is a stupid thing. I'm never going to be rich and so on. But there is a certain realm on which you can compare yourself through people that are kind like you, not terribly high or terribly low, but sort of you, like you, just like you. So I can say I'm in the middle. I would say I'm in the middle of that thing. So I'm really rich. Why? Again, not comparing myself to Elon Musk or to the guy that doesn't have where to sleep. Comparing yourself, for instance, I'm a middle-class person, okay? In a middle-class person, I'm pretty fine. Baruch Hashem, I'm okay. I'm fine. I have a place to sleep. I have my home. I have my car. I have blah, blah, blah. So that means you're rich. That's the truth of your level. And don't compare it to the truth of somebody else's level because you're wrong. You're lost. You're not Elon Musk. So that's what Alter Rebbe is basically saying over here. Okay. ובכל מיילו מדרג ומבריח בתוך נקוד המצויס שהיא נקוד אז בחינס אמס שלה. And in each level, this truth, so to speak, it's in the middle of that particular level. It's the middle path, the middle way or something like that, in each particular realm. So when Elon Musk is asking himself, am I rich? He has to compare himself to, I don't know, Bill Gates and this guy and the other guy, I don't know. So then you can argue, okay, who has more money, less money? I can't compare myself to him. That's a stupid comparison. No, it doesn't work. You have to compare yourself with your realm, so to speak. Okay, so if I'm middle class, in the middle class, I'm pretty fine. I have my house, I have my car, my things. I'm fine. Are you Elon Musk? No, I'm too far from that. But within my level, I reside, so to speak, in the truth of my level. I'm fine, middle class. Now, midas emes inach la bli metzarim ve'ein lashir lemaila deruma mailes. The quality, attribute of truth, it's an inheritance without limits. That means has no limits, no measurement, up or low. It's everywhere. Every single level has an emes to it, has a truth to it. Bechol mailes u'madreges shelemata ke'ein legam mailes madreges shelemaila mehen. And all the levels that are in the lower realm are like nothing compared to the levels of the higher realm. Like my comparison of myself with Elon Musk, I'm nothing in front of him. Clearly, I don't have a cent in front of him. But it's a wrong comparison. You're wrong. You have to compare yourself in your level, in your realm. Oh, then you can argue whether you're rich or not. And then the Alter Rebbe brings in brackets, ki yadua le yoide choch ministro, as it's known for those who know Kabbalah, shebechinas roishu moichin shel madreges tachtoinos, that the head and the brain, so to speak, of the lower levels, hen lemata mebechinas akvaim veragle madreges elyoinos. They are below the heels and the foot, so to speak, the feet of the higher level. It's like a chain. So you have a chain, one in, like a vertical chain, and the higher part of the chain goes into the lower one. So each one, they're connected, okay? But the lowest of the highest is higher than the highest of the lowest. That's what Alter Rebbe is saying. Okay, my marzal, like our sages bring in the Talmud actually, the angels, the feet of the angels are higher than all the levels that are below the angels. So with this, what did the Alter Rebbe do in this last part, so to speak? The Alter Rebbe explained that the work of the Beinoni is true. It's true. It's good. Why? Because he can arouse love for God whenever he wants. Go to a mitzvah and think about it. Of course, you have to be doing something holy, you have to be meditating, the Alter Rebbe said this clearly, bina, meditate and think and contemplate and so on, and you're going to feel the love for God. Since you can work on it whenever you want, I call it true, says the Alter Rebbe. Are you a tzaddik? No, you're not a tzaddik. Because the tzaddik doesn't have to work on it, it just comes out naturally. Okay, we're not tzaddikim, but this is a Sefer Shebeinanim, the book of intermediate people, so that's part of the avoida, so to speak, of the work of the Beinoni. Don't depress yourself that you're not a tzaddik. It's fine, you live in a true world, so to speak, and therefore your level of serving God is a true level.